here's a story from The World.
We start today on the Greek island of Lesbos. A humanitarian crisis continues to unfold there. Thousands of asylum seekers spent the weekend on the streets after a fire destroyed the camp where they were living, the Moria refugee camp. The World's Lydia Emanolidou is on the ground on Lesbos and brings us the story.
When I first visited Moria back in March, I approached a group of little girls playing in between their tents. At the time, there were about 20,000 migrants living inside and around the camp, which was built for about 3,000 people. Families, big and small, slept in tiny tents and containers practically stacked on top of each other. There was trash everywhere. Food and water were scarce. Violent, bloody fights broke out constantly, often in front of the children.
Can you ask them how they feel here?
Through a translator, I asked the little girls to tell me about life at the camp. 10-year-old Zohre of Afghanistan responded.
Jahanna.
Yeah, she said here's like hell.
Today, Moria looks like it's been through hell and barely made it out. I'm walking around what used to be Moria. In this black sea of ash and rubble, the view is barren.
Basically, all that's left are the metal frames of things, metal frames of tents, beds. Some people had beds, metal frames of chairs, bicycles.
Somewhat miraculously, no humans lost their lives in the blaze. But many migrants tell me what they're going through now, that you can't call that living. Greek authorities have packed most of the 12,000 displaced by the fire into this street. It stretches about a mile long, and barricaded them in. Most migrants spent their days and nights on the side of the road, under canopies they've cobbled together using the little they have and whatever else they can find, sticks, olive branches, blankets. Aziza of Afghanistan has a small nylon tent. She tells me the conditions here are terrible.
Here problem, my friend. Here baby. And baby, this baby sick.
Her 23-day-old baby, she tells me, hasn't been breathing normally for the past couple of days, and she's not sure what to do. She'd take him to the doctor, but police aren't letting people move in and out of the enclosed area. During the day, the sun here is unrelenting. People are dehydrated, hungry, weak. I watch as a group of migrants desperately try to revive a woman who's passed out on the ground. They throw water in her face. Eventually, she opens her eyes. Down the road, some find shade in the parking lot of a supermarket that's now closed. There, an Afghan woman fans her 3-year-old child while he's sleeping on a blanket on the pavement. She tells me he's sick from the heat and the sun and hasn't eaten a proper meal in days. The government and aid groups are distributing food and water daily. 11-year-old Zainab, also from Afghanistan, has just come back from getting her share. She tells me she waited in line for 3 hours in the 90-degree heat. Today she managed to get some provisions, but other times she says there isn't enough. People get desperate and steal from each other. Fights break out. I walk to the front of the line and see this unfolding in front of me. A man from the Gambia approaches me. He doesn't want me to use his name, but he tells me he's 25 years old.
You see the crowd. You see how long the line is. It's inhuman. This is how we are living.
He says normally he would avoid being in a packed crowd like this because of COVID-19, but he doesn't know if and when he'll get another chance to eat, so he's here.
The situation right now is so crazy, you know what I mean? Like, it's something that we really don't expect from the EU and the UN. People have to be out from this place like this. Nobody's life is safe here.
The Greek government is trying to move people to a new location on the island.
So I'm here at the new camp that the Greek government has set up to accommodate the 12,000 or so people that were displaced by the fire. We're not allowed to actually enter the camp. The police are blocking access. What we're being told is that there are about 280 tents set up right now, and that there's plenty of space to set up additional tents to house the thousands of people who are out on the streets right now.
But many migrants say they don't want to be put in a new camp, even temporarily. They worry it will just turn into another Moria. No camp, freedom. Lesbos, no good. Lesbos, problem. They chant during a weekend demonstration in the area where they're being held. This particular protest on Saturday ends in chaos. Greek police run after migrants who they say threw rocks in their direction. Officers then throw tear gas into the street. There are lots of little kids nearby. People are panicking.
My eyes very, very bad.
People are running away. People are crying.
They try to take shelter, but they have few choices. Remember, the street is barricaded and people are living in mostly open tents. Children are screaming, afraid and in pain. A woman faints and a fellow migrant carries her to where the police are positioned to try to get help. The police scream at him.
They're telling her to move. The woman is hurt. They're telling her to move. Move back.
Migrants and aid groups worry this is a preview of what's to come as Greek authorities try to move people to the new temporary camp. Those authorities are almost certain to face resistance from migrants who say another camp isn't the solution, that Greece and the EU need to come up with a better plan. If they want to put us in another camp, we'll burn that one too, one man tells me. I'm not using tape of him to protect his identity. I ask him if he's admitting that migrants, as it's widely suspected, burned down Moria. I won't answer that, he tells me. But I will tell you this. Let them build another camp, and another. They're all going to be burned. That's just what we have to do. For the world, I'm Lydia Emanoulidou on Lesbos, Greece.